This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus in this hour of Good Day Health to talk about what else? I was going to say, there's not much going on in the world of medicine this week, so we'll take a flyer, we'll talk about playing golf.
It's a boring week.
Yes, it's a boring week. All right, so we do need to spend time. We've spent the podcast from last week, the most recent Good Day Health podcast with you, was a focus in part on the saliva test as the way for the coronavirus to certainly tracked down. And then we talked about the Z-Pak, and there still is controversy, mostly because, and this is my pejorative, this makes me crazy, and you as well, but you're more subtle about your expressions than I am with regard to all of this crap that's coming, these half-truths, the news media, and maybe I'm too generic when I say that because I shouldn't criticize all the news media, but too many people in the conventional, traditional news media have done a disservice. And one would ask, even though it's not part of our discussion here on this program, what is being gained by having these half-truths or just the facts wrong, especially when it comes to the Z-Pak and to the malaria drug. So, Ken, let's start there, and you bring us through any number of bits and pieces here of studies that have been done, how they've been done. It's sort of a hat trick of info here, right?
Doug,
drug combinations?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Hi. Doug, this is not about me, but let me just give a 10-second background about me, why I'm interested in this. I'm a trained medical scientist. I have an MD and PhD, and I know how to read medical literature. I've been on the front line of several diseases, new diseases in the past. When Legionnaires hit in Philadelphia, I was a medical student in the late 1970s. When HIV originated, and I was a medical student in 1981, and then I went out to San Francisco to finish training in the mid to late 1980s in San Francisco. So I was on the front line watching these poor guys one after another die. So I've been on the front lines. I know what it's like when you don't have the randomized controlled studies done on the treatment and you have to do what you can do at the time for dying people. And we have a new potentially deadly disease. In most people, fortunately, it's a minimal, mild to moderate disease. But in a subset of high-risk people, it is a deadly disease. And we know over 80% of people who get on a ventilator right now with COVID-19 don't get off it. And so we need right now the
best. They get off it after they assume room temperature. That's how they get off of it.
We need right now the best available treatment. And the gold standard in medical research is the randomized controlled study. You give one group the placebo. You give the other group the medication. You don't know who's getting what. The people giving it out don't know who's giving what. So-called double-blinded, randomized. You have equally sick patients on both arms, both sides of the treatment. And you then evaluate the data, and you figure out whether the treated group did better than the untreated group. This is the double-blinded, randomized control study, the gold standard of medical science, of clinical research, and evidence-based medicine. And I'm an evidence-based physician, and I would love, with every single question that anyone ever asks me, that I have evidence-based answers based on this randomized controlled gold standard. But in the real world of medicine, on frontline medicine, unfortunately, you don't always have a randomized control to back up every question and answer that you have to give on a daily basis. I would love to have that, but I'm asked questions on a daily basis where there's no existing randomized controlled data to give the answer. Tetanus is a great example. was never went through randomized controlled study, the tetanus vaccine, because it was felt that it was just immoral to do it. And there are other ways research comes out, the so-called case report, where a large number of patients are given the treatment, and you don't do a randomized control. In the same time, you use what are called historical controls. You compare it to the group. You know what happens when you don't give the treatment. And this is not the gold standard, but it's the next best standard of scientific clinical research, the so-called case report with historical controls. And that right now is the best level of data that we have on the front line treating a potentially deadly disease, COVID-19. And we have to use the best we have at the moment. And right now, I gave Doug a link. This is a link to a university medical school in Marseille, France. It's led by a French scientist, Dr. D.A. Raoult.
Right? The first treatments using this stuff started right here.
Yes,
right.
In Marseille, in the infectious disease department in the medical school in Marseille, France. D.A. Raoult, he is one of the most cited infectious disease doctors in the world. In medical science, in research, one of the important ways you measure the importance of an investigator, of a researcher, how important their work is, how often their peers cite their work in a reference in other publications. And this is actually quantitated and scored. And Dr. Raoult is the most cited European infectious disease doctor and the seventh most cited infectious disease doctor in the world. So up until this controversy, although he has some controversy, he is an amazingly recognized doctor. He has several hundred, 200 to 300 people working with him, 200 to 300 publications a year out of his army of investigators. So just an amazing group in Marseille. And they're the ones who came up initially with this idea of hydroxychloroquine, which has been known to have activity against viruses in the test tube, and adding azithromycin, the 5-day Z-Pak, to the combination. And they originally published 26 patients. And Doug, one morning, sent me an email. He amazingly picked up on this and said, do I need a Z-Pak? And I'm thinking, a Z-Pak for a viral illness? What does Doug know? And so I then went.
Not much at that point. Hold on, Ken. I want to get to the root of this. We've got to take a moment or two.
But we got to get to the facts.
It's not about the truth, because your truth may be different than mine. It's about the facts. And that's what Ken has, and that's what so riles me up and many other people who understand what's going on here. Well, we understand part of what's going on. We don't understand what the motive is, or do we, as to why this is being discounted. We'll talk more about that in a moment. You're listening to Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, is here. I'm Doug Steffen with what has become, excuse me, more than just a suggestion or a helpful hint. As Ken will tell you, 78% of the people who have a problem with this coronavirus, the COVID-19, are overweight. They have compromised immune systems. And because they're obese or overweight, all of their health issues are more paramount. But this one really gets to the bottom line. As Ken said, people put on a ventilator. Once they're on a ventilator, most of them don't come off the ventilator. And most of them are obese. So you learn that lesson, and you think to yourself, okay, I'm going to make a commitment to lose the weight. I'm supposed to be 30 pounds lighter, so I'm going to get on the program. I'm going to toploss.com. I'm going to use the discount code DJV, get this material shipped from their factory they're in Pennsylvania. I'm not sure exactly where they make this stuff. But it's a weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulants in it, doesn't have any caffeine, doesn't have any drugs. It's all natural, and boy, does it work. And because of the situation we find ourselves in, they have become very cooperative. Buy 3 and get 3 free. Buy 15 and get 15 free. Any number over 3 that you buy, they'll double your order if you choose. So you can use it, you, your family, whoever needs to be on this program, get on it now. Save yourself and your family. Get healthy. Lose the weight. Go to toploss.com. during the 86% of people who get on the program lose the weight and are successful. It's the most fabulous way to lose weight, and it's easy. It actually works, and it's easy. TopLoss.com, code DJV, get the savings and become healthy.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. The Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Dr. Ken is here with Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. He does. I do have a brain, and I do think about these things, and I'm very interested in having the right information, not only for me, but for most of you who are wondering about what the truth is, the facts. That's what Ken's presenting. All right, so what do we have? What are the facts regarding this study and the others?
Yeah. So this group at the medical school in Marseille, the infectious disease group led by Dr. Didier Rael, have been posting in real time their experience since they started treating with hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak. And the key is that they give hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams three times a day for 10 days. So that's 30 total doses. And that's a key point, because if you're going to prove in a randomized controlled study that a case report without a live control is accurate or not, you have to put together a randomized controlled study comparing the same thing. The key with the Marseille group in France is that they advocate early treatment and also this hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams, three times a day for 10 days, along with a five-day Z-Pak, azithromycin. And they have, on a daily basis, and I gave the link to Doug, he'll put it up on his website, on a daily basis, they post how many patients they've given this combination after being diagnosed with COVID-19 and how many deaths they've had. And the data up to the moment of this show is a total of 3,040 total treated patients diagnosed with COVID-19, given 10 days of hydroxychloroquine, 30 pills, that's one three times a day, along with a five-day Z-Pak. So 3,040 patients treated. You know how many deaths as of this moment, Doug, they're reporting?
I think it was four or six.
12. Okay. So yeah. If you calculate that, it's a 99.996.
All right, so the question remains, why are these numbers and these facts not being presented? We'll deal with that in a matter of moments. Hold on. Dr. Ken and Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Mauduro, Florida. And if you listen to his passion when it comes to this, he wants to help you and people you know, people in your family, people in your sphere, your friends, get the real story here. So we've presented the information about the Marseille study, which is one of three. And whether we speculate or not, or whether it's practical to speculate as to why this information is being choked, the information from these people is being held back by certain news media, World Health Organization. I mean, I know the answer to the World Health Organization is that they're controlled by China. And that's why they, you know, why have they come up with all of this stuff that they've come up with to sort of say in the nonsense about it didn't begin in a laboratory, began with bats. And who in their right mind believes that? And I mean, we've had the information is irrefutable and piled on top of another, on top of another, on top of another information about that. But I don't know, Ken, you and I have speculated in our personal conversations as to why this is going on.
But let's go on with the facts.
Yeah.
Because I present, you'll put up on your website the ongoing accumulated data, daily updated in real time, the experience of treating diagnosed patients with COVID-19 with the regimen of a 5-day Z-Pak early on and 10 days of hydroxychloroquine, 1 3 times a day, a total of 30 pills. And then the criticism among many physicians is that this is not a randomized controlled study, the Marseille data. And the Marseille group will agree to that. They think it's unethical to do a randomized controlled study because their treatment is so effective. But the gold standard's randomized controlled. We don't have time to wait because there are people today that on death's doorstep and at high risk of dying, and they need treatment immediately. So what do? You base it on the best data you have. Hydroxychloroquine's been around, approved since the 1950s. Who hasn't taken a Z-Pak? And if you the group in Marseille, they recommend an electrocardiogram before you start the combination, and then 2 days after you begin, watching for what we call the QT interval. And the Marseille group has very safely given this combination when it's under this protocol. So doctors who know how to prescribe this, these drugs have given it safely, and nothing in medicine is 100% safe. Nothing in medicine is 100% effective. If you hold any treatment to that standard, nothing will ever be done in medicine. But nevertheless, this is the data. And then I also gave to Doug a link on the manuscript of the first 80 patients that has been presented by the Marseille group. And in the details of that manuscript, you can see precisely the drug dose and what we call the schedule, how many times a day their patients take it, and then how many days duration of treatment. And that's a key detail. The Marseille group, again, urges early treatment with this combination, and they urge 200 milligrams three times a day for 10 days. And then I also gave Doug another link to the NIH proposed studies that will be randomized controlled studies testing hydroxychloroquine. And all of those studies are only 5 days of hydroxychloroquine and only 12 tablets, not 30 like the Marseille group. So I don't understand this. Maybe Doug can explain it to me. Why are the NIH proposed randomized controlled studies only giving 12 doses of hydroxychloroquine versus 30 doses in Marseille, France?
There is a good question to which there probably is an answer, and the answer is political more than it is scientific, so we'll let it stand. Your questions get people who are thinkers to want to go and look at this. We'll post them on the Good Day Health website, on the DJV Show website, and my Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. It's 28 past the hour.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all. But many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is to put his signature today on an extension of the coronavirus-related small business loan program that ran out of money last week. The measure gives more cash to help small businesses keep workers on the payroll amid the coronavirus outbreak. The House passed it yesterday with an overwhelming majority. The Democratic-led chamber also authorized a new special select committee to conduct oversight on coronavirus stimulus spending.
The yeas are 212 and the nays are 182. The resolution is adopted.
Democrats say they need to make sure stimulus dollars are being spent properly. Republicans say the panel's unnecessary as the House already has committees conducting oversight. President Trump now says he may extend social distancing guidelines to past the 1st of May, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
A U.S. Homeland Security science expert says the coronavirus decays faster in warmer situations, which is promising news as summer is coming closer. In a daily briefing, William Bryan said that direct solar light has a powerful effect on killing the virus, along with increased temperatures and humidity. And he added that conversely, the virus does seem to survive best in cooler temperatures and dry conditions. China says it's going to donate an extra $30 million to the World Health Organization after President Trump cut off U.S. funding for the organization. China's foreign ministry saying that the donation reflects Beijing's support and trust in the WHO. A ministry spokesman saying the donation, along with $20 million that China gave it last month, will support the global fight against the coronavirus pandemic and, in its words, strengthen developing countries' health systems. China's pledge is coming on the same day that U.S. officials have been saying that the administration might never give any more money to the WHO and continued to slam China for underreporting the nature of the virus when it first cropped up last fall. You can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is Good Day Health. He's with us every weekend and during the week as well, depending on the program that I produce and what you're listening to. The most recent Good Day Health, the podcast that Ken's in, has a focus not only on the coronavirus, but this new blood test that reveals signs of 50 different cancers. If you want to find out what that is all about and how it may apply to you, the accurate number of diagnosed cases and how they're getting there with these tests. This is about cancer, and it's in the most recent Good Day Health podcast, which has Dr. Ken associated with it. These podcasts are available all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at GoodDayHealthShow.com, GoodDayHealthShow.com. So Dr. Ken is back here. Lake Cardiology is his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. Anytime you feel the need to get another point of view, or if you're having a hard time with this coronavirus, nobody seems to be giving you any kind of answer, you can do telemedicine with Ken. You just have to call the office to make the appointment, but he'll do telemedicine, which is what a lot of doctors are doing. Ken will not take 5 minutes. He'll take as long as it takes to get the information to you so you can understand where you are and what you need to do. So you want to call him for that appraisal, 352 352- 352-735-1400. That's Dr. Ken, 352-735-1400 for updates and for how they apply to you. What do you need to know? Ask him, and he'll answer it. He's great at answering questions. That's why we have a segment on this program every week called Ask Dr. Ken, which is up and coming. Questions about a lot of different health issues and problems that people want some answers to. Get the answers by talking to Ken, 352-735-1400, for your appointment. All right, so let's go to some of the weekly pages of these journals that you read, and stick with coronavirus for a bit, Ken. The focus on asthma, emphysema, heart attack patients, what do we know? What's the connection, the direct connection between the virus and these people who have these illnesses?
Well, one of the unintended consequences of COVID-19 is that other concerning illnesses are somewhat being neglected. Mm-hmm. And if you talk to the ER doctors, some of the most common ones are asthma, emphysema, where people have breathing issues and they're wondering if it's COVID. They're maybe misdiagnosing it and thinking they're just to stay home. They don't know, or they're afraid of going into the ER. Currently, the advice for COVID-19 is that you don't even come to the doctor's office. You don't go to the ER. You stay home in isolation unless you're rapidly progressing to a bad state or you can't breathe. And then you go directly to the ER with warning to the ER that you're coming. So a lot of people are either afraid to go near the ER right now, or they just think they might wrongly have COVID and they just need to stay home until it passes. And unfortunately, people are then getting into the ER with very bad asthma attacks, missing heart attack diagnoses, and an unintended consequence. So just a good thing right now is calling your healthcare provider, getting some advice on what you can do. Telehealth is a wonderful way. If you have a smartphone, it's easy to do telehealth. We're doing it in my office, and this also can help to figure out, don't make these decisions on your own, because a wrong decision here can be deadly.
Next in the queue here, the fact that the FDA has approved this test that we talked, I think this is the one we talked about last week, or one of them. Anyway, what does this test consist of?
Well, this is a new test we haven't yet talked about.
Yeah,
the
okay.
FDA, in working with Laboratory Corporation of America, most of us know them as LabCorp, approved this week an at-home test. It's like having a Q-tip, but it's not a Q-tip. And don't use a Q-tip, because LabCorp will provide you with a sterile, looking like a Q-tip device that you can just put easily in your own nose, and then you put it in an envelope that LabCorp provides, you send it off to LabCorp, and they'll give you the answer. So you don't have to come to the lab, you don't have to wait in line in your car. You can do this all at home, and this should be available in the next 1 to 2 weeks.
Another focus on COVID-19, the infections. Let's take Los Angeles, for example. Why are they, according to the Department of Public Health there, so much more infected? Why? What is it? The homeless? What's that story?
Well, this is the other aspect of quantitating, getting the numbers, of figuring out who's been exposed. That's the antibody test. And this involves trying to determine who has, in the past, already been exposed to the virus. As your immune system sees the virus, it launches an immune response. It makes antibody to attack. And the immediate is, and I don't want to get into the weeds, but the immediate antibody in an acute illness is called IgM. And then there's a chronic antibody that stays around called IgG. And if we could measure IgG antibody in everybody, we would know who in the past has actually been infected, because we strongly believe that in most people this is either a minimal, mild, or mild to moderate illness, and most people don't get the severe form of COVID-19, fortunately. And the L.A. County Department of Health, in conjunction with the University of Southern California, have been the first to test the antibody tests that have come out, gotten FDA approved, and are still being tested to see how accurate they are and whether antibody gives you long-term protection. That's the study going on right now. But what the initial study found was that there were up to 55 times more people who actually had antibody and therefore had been exposed to the virus already than was expected. So about 4 to 5% of the population already had been exposed, which was much higher than was expected, and which means that the so-called denominator, the number of people who have been exposed, and when you figure out the mortality, the numerator, the top numbers, the death from COVID-19, so what we're learning is the mortality, the death rate, is much lower than was originally expected and predicted initially, and it looks like the death rate will probably be close to the flu, which is about 0.1% in these from these early studies. The difference between the COVID-19 is it's more contagious than the flu.
But it's not more deadly.
We need more study here, but the initial testing with the antibody and more to come, it's looking like the death rate is approaching similar to the flu because so many more of us have already had this than we knew. And I think as we do more antibody testing with more and more better improved antibody tests, because this is just the first round, the first generation of these tests, I think we're going to find even more people. And then, you know, the scientists among us want to make sure we prove that if you have antibody, it'll actually protect you from future infection. And in my humble opinion, as long as the vaccine doesn't, as long as the virus doesn't mutate, and so far there's no evidence that it has, you don't know in the future whether it becomes a mutated virus, but if it continues the COVID-19 not to mutate to stay stable, then it would seem to me if you have antibody IgG, you've been exposed, you have natural immunity, that's your get-out-of-jail card. You can go and live your life.
Well, that begs the question, why have we shut the world down if the numbers, when it comes down to the end of the world for these people, why, if they're similar to the flu, why have we shut the world down? That's a political question. It's not scientifically based by any stretch of the imagination. Let's talk about Dr. Fauci and what he says about the lockdown in a matter of moments. But first, a reminder about how to stay healthy. This goes for whether you've got the problem now and you're worried about having the problem or getting away from the problem, or when times are normal, you want to stay healthy. And the best way to do it is when you're resting, when you're in bed at night, going to bed and making sure that you feel like the coziness that you have with clean sheets and pillows and pillowcases, but knowing that your pillow is clean as well. The only pillow in existence that you can wash and dry is the pillow from MyPillow. They're it. So as much as you want to be safe and secure and healthy, you need to have these MyPillows. And there's so many different ways, so many different sizes of pillows, so many different kinds of pillows. And you can buy them all now till the end of the month for 66% off the normal price. So the standard and queen size regular MyPillow that you can wash and dry, usually $69, now $24.99. That's just one example of dozens that you can find at MyPillow.com with all their pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV when you check out, and you will have this incredible pillow to use not only for you. Get them for all the beds in your house. They got great sheets, duvets, all that stuff at MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV when you check out. MyPillow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus has been studying what Dr. Fauci has had to say, and the latest statement that I saw, Ken, was that he's wanting to look at the lockdown measures and whether easing them now is prudent. Some states like Georgia want to open up. Las Vegas wants to open up, but he says if you do it too soon, it'll lead to a big spike. Is there data from other countries that supports that, and are you in agreement with him there?
It's hard to second-guess Dr. Fauci. He's been around in the National Institutes of Health leading infectious disease there since I was a medical student in the 1980s. He was on the forefront of the AIDS outbreak, and he was the one who was initially and forever trying to find an AIDS vaccine. That was his approach to it, and we've never found one. But he has been around these things forever. And he has been put in this position. And the real point is that this is a new virus. Nobody knows what it's going to do next. And his instinct and experience is telling us, you know, to slow down. And, you know, is his crystal ball better than my crystal ball? Who knows? Only time will tell. And the second guessers are going to come at us aggressively and furiously.
Let's go back to what you said about the facts regarding the virus and the flu. What happens if the coronavirus and the flu collide, if they are both around next fall? They've been around this year, so why would it be any different? There is sort of a collision, or are we talking about, you know, maybe the two of them merging in a sense? What's the term you use?
Well, a couple of important facts is that the coronavirus seems to be more contagious. If you get it, you will spread it to more people than you will if you get the flu. The flu is a little less contagious. The thing is that we have a vaccine for the flu, but still, on an average year, 30,000 Americans will die from the flu.
Well, the flu vaccine doesn't always get to the flu that's there at the moment.
That's an issue, and also only a small fraction of Americans, yourself included, take the vaccine. A couple of years ago, 60,000 Americans died from the flu. So these are numbers, sad, but this is what we see from the flu on an annual basis. And the thought is next year that if coronavirus comes back, and that's still yet to be determined, and it'll come back around the same cycle as the flu, and to have that 1-2 punch against those, especially of us who are vulnerable, that's a concern. So obviously next year you want to take the flu vaccine even more than you might have in the past. And I take it annually, and I would certainly recommend, think very strongly next year about taking the flu vaccine. And will we have a vaccine for coronavirus? We don't know. Most people estimate about a year to get a vaccine if we get one.
All right, Dr. Ken, up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Questions for Dr. Kim Kronhaus, who's a very important part of lots of broadcast episodic adventures we have here. Did I say I was Doug Steffen? I think I did. I said, you're Ken, I'm Doug. Here we go. Questions. Most of the questions are, as you can imagine, about the virus, Ken. Can my cats get the coronavirus? I've seen a couple of stories about cats getting testing positive. What is there about cats that would make them susceptible to this?
It seems that transmission of the COVID-19 illness can go from humans to cats. It doesn't go from humans to dogs so far, but in fact, in the news just a day or two ago in New York were a couple of cats that have tested positive from their owners. So it can move from humans to cats, this new bug.
All right, what about toothpaste? This is a question about brushing one's teeth and whether or not if you use toothpaste. I think it probably depends on the type of toothpaste, but I'm going to let you address this. Is there a lot of sugar in toothpaste, and does that spike your blood sugar levels if you're brushing with a toothpaste that's got a lot of sugar in it? I'd like to know what.
So are we talking about toothpaste causing COVID-19 or toothpaste causing diabetes?
Toothpaste causing blood sugar problems.
Just don't swallow the toothpaste, and I think you'll be fine.
Okay, that's pretty. How many people do you know? Did you ever? Well, there's an old story about the fluoride in toothpaste. I don't know if I've ever gotten you to talk on the record about fluoride, something that I'm not a fan of. But there have been studies suggested if a youngster 4 or 5 years old got a hold of a tube of toothpaste and swallowed it all, would kill him because of the fluoride in it. What do you think of that? What
well,
do you
just
know
in
that?
Just in general, you don't want to swallow toothpaste. There are actually kid-safe toothpaste, so the kids who do swallow the toothpaste, I mean, all of us who have kids know that that happens, and we used to use for my daughter a kid safety toothpaste, so they loved it, they could swallow it, and it was safe. So that's the way to get around that. Just make sure until the child clearly understands how to use toothpaste, just use the kid safe toothpaste.
Kid safe toothpaste. All right. Next up, I'm looking for questions that aren't necessarily about the virus, not necessarily
impossible.
Easy. I know. Yeah. The immune system. How can you give us a simple explanation as to how the immune system, what should we be eating or what should we be taking for supplements to improve our immune system, or are there drugs that will enhance our immune system? That's a pretty good question.
It's amazingly similar to what we tell you how to keep your heart and circulation healthy. So you want to eat a healthy diet, and my favorite is the Mediterranean diet. You want to get exercise once the doctor tells you it's safe, and with the gyms closed, I know how challenging it is right now. You want to get enough sleep, 7 to 8 hours for all of us, and good quality sleep. You want to get, and boy, this is a hard one, get the mental stress out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then supplements. You want to, talk to your doctor about it, but zinc, vitamin C, these are the ones, especially with the virus, that look pretty good.
All right. Now, there's following up, I'm just sifting through the questions. Here's another question about supplements and what they do. Is it possible that if you take some of the CBD oil, for example, or other mood and relaxation dietary supplements, that that will make it easier for you to fight off the virus? Can you be, if you're worried, if you're fearful, does that charge up your body and make you more susceptible versus being relaxed and your body behaving normally, are you less susceptible? Yeah, I think you get the drift.
Let's apply to NIH and get Dr. Fauci to fund a randomized controlled study.
So that's the answer to that. Vitamin D, back in the focus, lots of people are talking about vitamin D because that's been very prevalent as a discussion topic among immunologists and doctors who are not necessarily from traditional medicine, saying you got to have vitamin D in order to fight off the coronavirus. Is that true? Vitamin D, the most important vitamin?
Well, it's an important vitamin, D. Just make sure your level is adequate, and that is part of the process of having a good immune system, one of the many parts.
So what are you taking? What are you taking in a couple of seconds? What do you take for supplements?
I take a multivitamin that has 1,000 units of vitamin D in it. I'm also in Florida, and unless you're living in a cocoon, it's hard to have a low vitamin D level.
Right.
But some people do. It's not 100%. But especially like yourself up north, you need to check.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, another version of Ask Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.